June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. My bad. You need to step on your intellectual property like that.
Just finish it off.
TD Tuesday shakalak.
There it is.
I don't know why I did that, fam. Hey, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, man, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. And you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. And send all your hate mail there, too, okay? All right, our winner and champ, day two right here, is Mr. B-B-B-B-B-B-Reasonable. Mr. B-B-B-B Reasonable. Sounds like he should be doing voiceovers in commercials. Someone was parked right in front of this man's garage. He doesn't know who it was, so he just started questioning the first person he's seen.
Property, I can't get into my garage.
Look, I cannot move the...
I can't get into my garage.
Property, I can't get into my garage.
Look, I cannot move the car.
Why not?
Because I just can't move it.
Why can't you move it?
I just can't move it.
Well, listen, the cops are going to come. They're going to ticket it. And you're going to get towed. So it's either one of the other.
I cannot move that car.
Well, only because you don't want to, because you're going to be a prick about it.
Hey, why did you have to call me a prick?
Well, because...
Hey.
Dude, why don't you just be reasonable? You know it isn't right.
I cannot.
Why not just do the right thing? No, yeah, you can. You just don't right thing. Want to. You know, we're done here.
Hey, no. I'm playing. That's not my car.
Jesus. Hey, man. You know what? You should be an actor.
You know what? You should be an actor. Yeah. And you should be doing voiceovers, sir.
Yeah, I'll do the voice.
Yeah,
the voice. I'm worried I'm going to get a punch, though.
Punched. Okay, fam. Let's go to the Texas Rangers radio broadcast. We take some shots at our opponents.
Osuna on deck, and the breaking ball is over to Adolis. It is nothing and one.
Pasquantino is a large man. There are a lot of large men in Kansas City uniforms today.
Yeah, large man.
Large man.
A lot of large men out there in Kansas City. On that damn this. Barbecue. Yeah.
Not necessarily the base runners.
Travis Kelce had to get out of town to lose weight. Yeah. Went to Florida.
There it is.
I had some barbecue. What is that? Is that KC barbecue, I guess? St. Louis. I had the St. Louis ribs.
The ribs.
Oh, yeah.
The little, they're messy kind of.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're really good. Yeah, they're good.
Cut
man.
Differently.
Yeah, okay. Is that what that is, too?
Yeah.
I had no idea, man. Yeah. Guy in my neighborhood, he has like a food truck.
Uh-huh.
And I catch him coming down the street on his way to go do what he has to go do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, meet man. And I go out there like, yeah, pause. Like he's the ice cream man. I go up there, give me a plate.
You hear the music?
Yeah.
What music does the barbecue man play?
I just hear that SUV coming down the street. I was like, I bet that's him.
Smell the smoke.
He's got the smoker on the back. Yeah, I catch him. I said, I got 20 for you, brother. Let me go and get a plate. All right, what else we got? Bam, bam, bam. Oh, Panthers win last night. Bullchuck sent this to me. Was it the second straight Stanley Cup for the Panthers? What part of Florida are they from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Sunrise.
Sunrise. Is that Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's the Fort Lauderdale area.
Fort Lickerdale. Well, let's go to local 10 news out there. They were at the bar called the Elbow Room celebrating. Mm-hmm. Seemed like they had a little too many pops.
It's grimy in there, bro.
You need elbow room.
That's what I hear. I don't
know.
Off
at like 8 a.m. this morning. Like, I don't think it closed.
No.
Really?
It stayed open.
It's got to be. Florida is crazy. Florida's a wild place.
It is.
How does this moment feel? Honestly, back to back, it's overwhelming. It's amazing to see. I called it last year. I think we all called it last year. And the fact that we're back here at the Elbow Room just makes it even sweeter. They worked hard. They grinded. They made it happen. Amazing. Absolutely astounding.
It's like we all knew this would happen.
We all knew, but we didn't want to call it. But we kind of called it.
It's still so shocking, though. Like, what do you make of this moment?
To check around and find out. That's what I think.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. So, back to back. The last team to do this with Tampa. And here we are. Like, did you think this was going to happen at Game 6?
I didn't think it was going to happen in Game 6, but I had to f*** my dog right after.
What?
Clearly, a lot of folks have been partying way too hard.
So random.
Yeah.
This came out of left field with that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Florida trying to be Eagles fans. I don't know exactly how to explain that.
I bleep my dog.
I don't think that would have made the final report.
Yeah, they put.
They ran with it.
Yeah, they stayed with it.
Oh, should I edit this
should
part
we cut
out?
It?
No.
Leave Florida it in there. Is wild, bro. I was thinking about that while the clip was playing. Antonio Brown shot his gun at somebody, right? They let him go home that night.
Mm-hmm.
They let you go home, first of all. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, man, we want you for, what is that, murder?
Mm-hmm.
Attempted murder?
I guess, yeah.
Attempted murder. Here's what we want it though: a $10,000 fine, and we're gonna put you on house arrest. We're still not gonna put you in jail.
Wow!
Attempted murder, you get house arrest in Florida.
Wow!
$10,000.
I mean, I guess
you jumping a refrigerator on Harry Hines or something.
I guess they're taking innocent until proven guilty to an extreme.
Florida is wild.
Kind of respect it.
Florida is wild, bro. Let's see. Tonight. Is midweek service at your local church. Eric, you going to your midweek service?
Not doing the midweek. Sticking with that Sunday special.
Finally, God bless him. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
At least it's not the Saturday night special.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm trying to wonder why they're pranking a church like this. Is this Bobby Bell?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also, Brother Harry Dick Jones.
I think he realized what had happened. He like, you know what?
Kept powering Harry, through.
What? Just going to go with it.
Why'd they do him like that?
Man.
I have a very pure, wholesome mind. I don't see anything wrong with
was
this
the middle name.
Name
Dick there, or was the last name simply Dick Jones?
You requested it, so we rewind.
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also, Brother Harry Dick Jones.
I think he might have improv the Jones when he realized what was happening.
The Jones was not supposed to be in there. You're 100% correct.
It's crazy. Also, I have another clip for you. It's a combo situation to church because you dirty souls need to be saved. I'm telling you this right now.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Whoa.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor. Other neighbor, neighbor.
Have
you tasted him this week?
Wow. I'm not talking about my husband like that. Getting a lot of trouble.
Pipe down, sir.
All righty. Is it our champ, the dispute about the parking spot in the vehicle? Troll. Expertly trolled, by the way. It's a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Rangers announcers having fun. Panthers win the Stanley Cup. Check around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
There was some dog abuse happening in there, I believe, as well. Or the church combo platter, praying for Sister Mary Flanagan and Harry Dick Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
hey, when you say it like that,
shout out to Harry.
Big Harry Dick Jones.
What's he done?
Member of the congregation. Very respected, popular guy around here.
Not only it's full, it's just HIV.
And have you tasted him? That's that church combo platter.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
see here. I'm going to go with our champ, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I believe I am as well.
Lucius? Oh, man. Yeah, I'm riding with the church clips just to make it interesting here.
Wolchuk?
Johnson.
All righty. And Brian?
Is it 3-1 right now?
Was Johnson Jones?
I think it's 2-2.
Yeah, I'll go Johnson Jones on this one.
We're tied at 2, Brian.
Jones.
By a score of 3-2 in comeback fashion. Look at that. 3 in a row to get the win. Wow. Congrats to the G-Bag of the Day champ. If you ever miss this segment, you're wondering who the champ is, we run it back at 2:25. Plus, you can always go back with the Odyssey app or YouTube and go to any segment that you might have missed and catch the whole thing. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
All right, man. It's a hump day, butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
It'll make you dance to some of everything. Oh, three-wheel motion. Oh! Everybody get
high. I'm here with the lovely
Farrah Abraham. Hi, guys.
Now, Farrah, let me ask you a question. What is your favorite set experience that you've ever had?
I haven't had a set experience, so that's funny.
Oh, you haven't had a set experience?
On set. I'm known for a celebrity sex tape. That's what I'm known for, so
I'm an idiot, yes.
It's what? Okay.
Okay, so you're known for celebrity sex tape, okay. And, well, who is the celebrity?
I am. I think this is probably the worst f***ing interview I've ever done.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
It's the celebrity I am. Shout out to Miss Farrah Abraham. This is LA Live for Wednesday, June 18th. 18th?
Here we go.
What is June? Why are you going by so fast, bro? Slow down. Why is this year just grooving like this?
Still feels like spring, thankfully.
It's going so fast, though, man.
It is.
June 18th, 2025. It is a butt-naked Wednesday here in LA Live. It goes fast until your ass is on that Stairmaster.
Yes. And then time crawls.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 6 minutes of your life.
5 minutes?
Yeah, especially when you get up to, like, level 5, 6 and above.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, my gosh. The time is crazy.
I don't know about that.
Oh, gosh. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today, and peace to the gods and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It is June. It is still Pride Month.
First of all, me being friends with Remo, I would assume you are, what's the opposite of homosexual?
Heterosexual. Oh.
I would assume his ass is a hemosexual. Uh-huh. And he's different. So if he was not a hemosexual.
You gotta say heterosexual.
Ahead of the sexual. So if he was ahead of the sexuals, bro.
He's ahead of the sexuals.
I'm going to assume that you ahead of the sexuals and bro ahead of the sexuals too. I'm already ahead of the sexuals. So I'm assuming everybody who hangs with me is ahead of the sexuals, bro.
We're ahead of the sexuals.
That's awesome. Фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Here we go. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos.
That's fun. This is Russia, like grimy music. What are we getting into here, Lucius?
A little snap right here.
Okay,
fam.
I'm into it.
You've heard this before a million times.
Got him.
What profession
should have known
are prone to power trips?
Ooh.
What professions are prone to power trips? This is a question that I asked the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. Fellas, you got any ideas?
Musicians? Sports GMs?
Would you say, Broadus?
Musicians?
Musicians, yes. Yeah.
Head coaches?
Yeah.
Judges?
Yeah.
Security
guards? So that's the reason why I actually picked this one, because we did the judges yesterday, and you definitely have a particular thing about judges.
I just be more humble, you know?
Yeah, no, I can get it. I get it. What makes you think you can judge, huh?
Right?
All your decisions have been perfect?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe that's some sort of a mask for their insecurities about some of the calls they had to make over the years. I know they would haunt me.
Yeah. So, Tolo pointed out yesterday, the judge is mad at that girl for wearing a robe in Zoom court.
Yeah.
Tolo pointed out, he had a robe on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you, sir?
What's on under there?
What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
What professions are prone to power trips? I got answers like the assistant manager, not the manager himself, the assistant manager.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a head case. He's got a lot of organizational skills. But you don't trust him to be the actual boss.
But he's gunning for it.
But he's the boss. Yes. Yes.
And he'll let you know he's the assistant manager.
It's in a head case. What professions are prone to power trips? Nurses showed up on the list. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Nurses have power trips.
Nurses
same
are,
type of deal.
They go through a lot of categories, right? They're always in some.
They're every, always there. They're every single tutors. Category.
It's the good categories, the bad categories. Yeah. They're in them all.
Don't date a nurse.
Yeah.
If you need somebody, need a nurse. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yep, power trip, nurses. I don't know how. I wish you would explain it for me a little bit, but hey, that's the case right there. What professions are prone to power trips? Broadus, how about this one? Chefs.
Chefs for sure.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Oh, with their staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just constantly just yelling.
Yeah.
Belittling their staff, yeah.
How about security guards?
100%. They're frustrated. I get it. But I mean, we paid a lot of money. I'm paying a lot of money to park here, and you're like, you're getting really rude, you know, yelling.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a big difference between a parking security guard and just a security guard. And that parking guy is, oh my god,
That's the worst. Good clarification. I mean, parking guy, he's having a hard time not understanding why people can't hear him. Their windows are up, you know. He's waving them one way, they don't get it. So then he gets impatient, starts yelling at you. You know, put you in a bad mood as you're getting ready to get into your event. I'd pay those guys. I'd find the best ones with the best patience, and then I'd run them on like 45-minute shifts. I think they're just too taxed.
You might be right.
I kind of felt like the ones at stadiums. Like, yeah. I always kind of felt like that,
absolutely.
You know. Like, I was working with a team, like, you know, 365 days a year, you know, coming to this place.
You see me so many times. Now you want to give me a hard time,
and
bro,
now,
today?
And now I have to.
I'm fooling you today. I decided today.
Yeah.
Known you 100 years.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to fool you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all of a sudden you're just kind of like going, wait a minute, man. You come here 12 days a year. Yeah, you're working to this place.
You can't enter here.
Yeah,
and you're like, it's your place of work, and they're like, hold on now.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah,
that's happened to be downstairs sometimes with new ones, new security guards. I'd be walking in with like that 18 pack of Coors Light. They're like, sir, we can't have any alcohol on the premises. I'm like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Sir, no, you need to. I'm going up to my job now. Yeah. Okay,
I'm gonna
step off.
Yeah, my man said security guards don't. The unarmed security guards are the worst. He said.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a Mitch Hedberg joke about security guards.
And a security guard came over and said, you're going to have to move. You're blocking the fire exit. As though if there was a fire, I wasn't going to run. If you're flammable and have legs, you are never blocking a fire exit.
What professions are prone to power trips? My man said, the postmaster. The postmaster at the, I guess...
Those customer service folks, they can get pretty barky with you.
They look pretty beat down.
He's the head of the mailman guys, though. Yeah. The postmaster's the head of it all.
Postmaster General? Downhill. Is that what that guy is?
Huh?
I'm just thinking, like, yeah, I always felt like the post people at the post office, when you went, they're really beat down. They're just, like, not very happy being there.
I think they got, like, the best job security.
And, they do.
And no chance for growth.
Yeah.
So they're just like, whatever, dude.
They got fantastic job security. They can give you a job. My dad brags that he knows a postmaster. Hey, boy, if you're ever looking for a job, I know the postmaster.
If you need one.
I remember you telling me that, Dad.
You know, like, the DMV?
Yes!
Those people are miserable.
Yeah, it's a tough job, bro. I guess. Man, let me get this vibe. Hey! Hey, all right, what professions are prone to power trips? My man said football analyst slash scout for the Dallas Cowboys. morning show radio host.
Excuse me?
Yeah, those morning hosts, man, they get out of control.
Ornery.
Well, I mean, they sacrifice their whole lives for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Because you don't sleep all 8 hours at one time. You two here, three there. It's crazy, man.
I just kind of admire their day being done at 10.
Yeah.
I age
disproportionately.
And the day's not done because you got to prep for the next day later.
And your day is done again at like 7. You're half sleep, 7, 8. You're trying to stay with the family and eat dinner with the family and you're just woozy.
Man, I just kind of feel like, though, that to me, getting up at 5 o'clock and getting going and doing that and being done at 10 is there's something about that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you go home and you're like, you kind of have the afternoon to do what you need to do, go play golf, go work out, go, you know. Just kind of have a little bit of a life, right? But I guess it's hard, like, coming back in your, if you're a drinking guy. And then go do this.
If you try to do anything else other than prep for the show the next day, you're thrown out of whack.
I don't know.
I mean, if we get off at 9, we'd be cracking beers in the 8 o'clock hour, you know, when I did morning drive. So, like, by noon, you're in full party mode. And then 6, 7 o'clock comes around, everybody else is getting off work. And then, like, next thing you know, it's 10:30 and you're hammered. And you know you got to get up at 4, you know?
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's brutal. And you do that, like 5 times a week. And it'll catch up with you.
No wonder you quit.
Yeah. You had it tapped out. His body tapped out. What professions are prone to power trips? My man said GM of the Mavericks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sports is just so rife with it with coaches, right? So if you have high ego coaches that have been the thing for over a century, you have to have a high ego GM or he's going to get run over.
Yeah. Stephen Jones. He'll pop off at you.
Yeah. That was great.
We're finished here, right? We're finished here. We're done.
I'm not going to answer any questions about what my dad makes me do anymore. Okay,
oh,
guys.
Oh, come on, bro. my man said the car business, make a guy a manager and then it goes to his head. What profession?
Chief? I never got the managerial status, so I can't say.
Was that
for
true,
sure.
Though?
It can happen. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It can happen. What professions are prone to power trips? Sports radio host. And then he put, see you in Oxnard, sir.
Yeah, I hung up on Jared, too. I think somebody was texting about that.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
The person standing at the Walmart exit door. Let me see that receipt.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely get some surly ones.
Let me see that receipt.
I've always had good ones doing that. Just as long as you can
take
come
one
up
bad
with the receipt,
egg.
You know, just say, here you go. Thank you.
Yeah. I got followed at the Tom Thumb the other day. Uh-oh. Just because I couldn't figure out what I wanted. So I started looking suspicious, I guess.
Profiling?
Yeah, that weed?
Yeah.
It was like, that fool, I'm going to follow him. What professions are prone to power trips? Airline ticket gate agent.
Dude, yes. Yes.
But they do hold your life in their hands.
And they know it.
They know that, hey, I can keep you from getting on this airplane right now.
You must approach them with complete humility, no attitude, and they can make things happen for you.
You take your hat off and you put it right here.
Oh, you have
when
to.
You talk to them, you put your hat over your heart when you talk to them. Ma'am, I've got 4 with me, and we're just trying to get to San Antonio.
That's exactly right.
Just trying to get home.
Ma'am, I mean, I've been traveling all day, and I would really appreciate any help you can give me here.
There you go.
And then the next thing you know, let me see what we could do. And you're sitting in seat 2A.
I walked up on one. I lost my boarding pass. You know, I'll lose my boarding pass at some point. And I walked up, and they're telling a story about how
at home.
Another one of the gate attendants got mad and claimed that a passenger was drunk just to win the argument.
Wow.
They're like, this person wasn't intoxicated at all, and Jenny, like, made it a big deal that she was drunk, and now she's over there pissed off that she can't get on her plane.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's brutal.
They can ruin your life. They really can. They can absolutely.
Yeah, this, I got a clip right here. It's a classic clip. Dude loses his patience. The whole airline, I mean, everybody that's supposed to get on this plane lost their patience, but he decided to speak up for everybody. 18 hours they were at the airport.
That's the way.
Going from gate to gate to gate.
Oh,
the agent was just shuffling around, so he decided to speak up, bro.
There is plenty of reason for me to be upset right now. You wasted my whole f***ing day.
Oh, here we go.
All of our days. You totally f***ed us all over all day. What the f***?
I'm telling you, once he heard
that amen, bro.
Yeah, once he heard the other members of the group say the amen, it set him off. He was fine. He was fine. But when that guy goes, amen,
that's right, bro.
Then he went into like, all right, now the crowd's with me.
Yeah. I mean, there's like 200 people there. At least 20 people want to do that rant, and they're just waiting for the moment they're sparked or somebody else to do it.
That's right. He heard the amen, and that launched him.
They fired him all,
and everybody knows without a doubt he is flying on, say with me, Frontier Airlines. Yes.
There is plenty of reason for me to be upset right now. You wasted my whole f***ing day. All of our days. You totally f***ed us all over. Yeah. All day. What the f***?
You knew it.
If you go back to last March on my Twitter timeline, at Gavin Dawson, you will see very similar things being said in the social media.
That amen, bro.
That's
amen.
All it needed.
That's all he needed.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, my God. What professions are prone to power trips? Radio personality named RJ Chompy. Mm. That's what one Tolo said. Doctors have a God complex. Damn!
Oh, yeah. You cannot even suggest that you might know what's wrong with you. Oh, no. Trust me, that's not it. We got to make sure, and that's going to cost you $2,500 to make sure it's not this other thing that there's a 1 in a million chance of it being.
Which prescriptions am I getting paid for?
I know this has happened to you twice in your life, and you know without a doubt that this is what it is, but I can't give you that until we spend $2,000. Thank you.
I caught my little doctor at the care now Googling stuff. I was like, man, I could have did that myself, bro. No. What are we doing? Yeah. What professions are prone to power trips? As Tolo said, wives. Oh. Hysterical. Yeah. Texas Rangers pregame hosts are prone to power trips.
Man, thank you. Baseless character assassinations.
Baseless character assassinations. That sounds like a mixtape of some sort. Professions that are prone to power trips. This is my number one answer right here. The HOA president.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. You're not even getting paid, son.
I love it.
Calm down, fam.
Yeah.
Leave my elephant ears by my door alone.
Yeah. It's his hobby.
Tell me I can't have pots right there.
He loves it. I love ignoring him. You know?
I love ignoring
him. I imagine they're having meetings about me.
This guy won't pick up.
Over there at 3317. Yeah. Just something about him.
Hey, you got the weeds and the flower bed.
Yeah, flower.
I think that tree's dead.
The bushes are too high. They got to be halfway about that window. They got to be halfway. If you catch somebody outside of your yard, like with a ruler or a measuring tape, bro, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're about to get some letters.
Power trip. Club promoters be power tripping, apparently.
Oh, the guys that do the ropes, right? The guys that let you in?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that security and the bouncers.
Yeah, the clipboard guy.
Yeah, the clipboard guy. The promoter's the one that says, I got a section for y'all, man. Yeah. Look, y'all up with a section. Yeah. Here, take my card.
Yeah.
You get 20% off or something like that.
Yeah.
What professions are prone to power trip? Making E4 in the military. Yes, a fact. The general of the G-Bag Nation, one Tolo said.
I try. You know, I try to be humble, but sometimes I fail.
Hard to be humble when you're stunting on that Jumbotron.
That's right.
Head football coaches, being the owner of Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Middle management, the DMV. Somebody said that one.
DMV.
TSA.
That
TSA. Yeah.
That's another
front
one.
Front man of bands. There you go, Broadus.
Yep.
Front man of bands.
And those actors like
Bale.
Christian Bale. Somebody off. Like that on the set.
Yeah.
Directors probably have some of that.
Tom Cruise during the COVID time. About the masks and stuff like that. Remember that?
For just, you. He's talking to the darn photographer guy. Yeah.
Did we say referees yet?
Referees. Like, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Pause. I sounded a little too excited when I said that. That's why I had to clean it up. What professions are prone to power trips? DFW sports radio host.
Yeah.
The lead host of the morning show, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah. Tolo's be taking shots at us. Yeah. Pastors.
Keep listening.
Pastors. IT professionals. Yeah, because they usually suck their teeth by the time they get to you.
They can't hide it.
I didn't know, bro. How about you run this board for me, fam?
Yeah.
Watch me suck my teeth every time you make a mistake. Surgeons and electricians are known to power trip. That was a joke from a Tolo when he said electricians are known to power trip.
There we go. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I wanted to play this one, too. We were talking about the TSA agents.
Play it.
or the front gate. The gay couple from Florida.
Mm. Oh, the kids?
They fell up. The girls.
Yeah, he's like, the girls.
Do
yeah.
it for the girls.
Like, think of the girls.
Yeah, think of the girls.
Think of the girls.
The girls were two dogs that they had at the house.
Man, what?
Yeah, those are two dogs that
oh,
they had.
Oh, come on. I thought they were real.
No, I love it. I'll just hold on. He's yelling at the front gate agent.
Hello, everybody. Just American Airlines is over. Sorry. Here we go.
American Airlines, F this over.
Think of the girls.
Just American Airlines, F this over. Sorry. Here we go.
Here we go. I'm about to tear this place apart. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black on Friday. Yeah. No, I will be black tomorrow, too. Juneteenth, I guess.
You working tomorrow?
Got to stick to my roots. No. I decided this year I'm taking off all black holidays.
As you should.
Yeah, I wasn't here for MLK Day. I messed around and missed X's birthday. Malcolm X. Yeah, I was going to take Malcolm X. So I'm taking every black holiday off.
There you go.
On my last year of the contract. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm out. Peace.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.